Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. I just thank God for the opportunity to share his word. Amen. And we're just going to get straight into what God put in my spirit today. So Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity, the opportunity to share your word with your people, dear God. And I just pray to God that what we speak today, what you even speak through me, will impact, will change, will direct and guide us in all you've called us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So today I am talking about know your praise. Somebody say know your praise. I actually woke up this morning and I had a dream. And there's a lot of times where I ask God, hey, God, give me a dream. Just whatever you need to do, speak to me. If it's a dream, that'll be great. Because, you know, that's, you really have my undivided attention in a dream for the most part, right? And while I was sleeping, I had a dream about praise. Not the person praise, but what actually praising God. Amen. And in that dream, people were singing, but then people began to dance and God did something different with the gift of dance. So I was like, wow, I woke up. I had a dream. Shakia, she actually does dance and teaches people out here. In my dream, she was dancing unto the Lord and you could see shackles and chains being broken. And I sent her a text this morning like, man, I had this dream. I don't know what this means for you, but God was changing the atmosphere. We were actually in our own neighborhood where we grew up at. And there was a lot of people that were there, but people left after we did praise and worship. But when we started doing dancing as our praise, God began to do something. So I just began to look at that and I was like, God, what are you trying to say through this thing here that you said to me? And he began to speak to me that we have to know our praise. Somebody say, know your praise. See, praise, I said it like this. We have been relegated praise to just singing and instruments. And we have allowed dancing and shouting to become rare. Guys, catch that? Sometimes I don't know about you, but people that eat food or they consume food, they have a way that they praise, right? Now, Precious's family, when they eat food and they like it, they begin to what, Precious? They begin to dance, okay? And I'll be like, oh, you guys are funny because you eat that. And you be like, ooh, yeah, da, da, da. And I'll be like, okay. But, like, if I have something good, I might be like, woo, did you taste that? So guess what? There is different types of praises that we even inhabit and don't even understand sometimes, but God has already placed it inside of us. People know me. It's funny, Albert, every time he calls me on the phone, he'd be like, let's go, because he always hears me say that, right? And he's excited when he talks to me. So God has allowed me to have a shouting praise. Somebody say a shouting praise. And these two praises, even though this is not all that there is, it's not just singing, dancing, praising, and shouting, but I want us to highlight these two because many times we get into worship mode, and actually the stuff that Mom talked about this. When we get into worship mode, it talked about how worship sometimes will allow us to just be solemn and quietful. But God is calling his people to confuse the enemy. How did they confuse the enemy? Many times when they went out to war, they went out with praise, right? They started shouting, and the enemy's like, oh, what? Did they win? You know, this funny thing is, I think God likes trash talk in some sorts of ways. Now, how can you say God like trash talk? Well, when David was battling Goliath, Goliath was saying a whole bunch of things. But David was like, ain't nobody like my God. Right? I don't really care about, oh, you said this. Oh, you Philistine, I'm going to destroy you in the name of God. So he let him know what was going to be done by telling the truth about who God is in the middle of his battle. He didn't allow Goliath's stature, the way Goliath looked, the many wars that Goliath had won to deter him because he could brag on his God. And I don't believe he was like, oh, my God's a good God. Goliath. I guarantee he didn't say it like that. He was like, Goliath, my God is good. My God is strong. He will defeat you. He didn't shrink back in what he did because he believed it. Somebody say, you got to know your praise. Now, see, this is the same David that still would do worship. This is the same David that still would sing unto God songs. He would play instruments. But there was something when David began to open his mouth, God used what he said because he was glorifying God. So in my dream, when we begin to shout and dance, and I'm not talking about shouting in, you know, black church, we got that shout still. I don't really shout like that. But I'm just saying, when people begin to do that, God does something. And it's not always for an emotional reason either. You know, some people just, I can't wait today. Boom, 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 boom. I can't wait for that to happen. But see, sometimes we keep people from praising God because we want to keep it quiet. Sometimes I be thinking when Precious is praying, I be like, why is she so loud? Right? I think that, and then I'm be like, nah, I'm not going to mess with that. Let God do what he's going to do through her. Right? But I be like, I'm not that loud when I pray. I be like, I don't think my voice can handle it that long. Right? But God has created in us different ways to praise. Somebody say, you got a ways to praise. So the praise of dance and shouting, we're going to highlight these. We're going to actually just read Psalms 148 through 150. And then I took an excerpt from the book that we read that I want us to look at. And we'll be done today. Amen. So Psalms chapter 148, while I woke up, I just kept hearing these scriptures in my head. And this is why it's important, especially to you children, that when you read the Bible. You read the Bible because when God speaks to you, he speaks by his Bible. Amen. He'll say something that you read and you're like, oh, wow, interesting. So Psalms 148, we're going to read Psalms 148 through 150. None of these chapters are very long, but I want us to catch it. Okay. It says, praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, say it like you mean it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. It says, praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. All right? Praise him, all you stars of light. Even the creation praises God. Amen? Even creation praises God. Do you guys catch that? The stars' job is to praise God. Okay? The way that they look. See, that's why astrologers, they get it wrong because they praise the created thing instead of the creator. Now, it's great that these stars are awesome. It's wondrous about how there's so many galaxies, and I'm not really into all that stuff. But it's so wonderful that you can look at that and be like, wow, that is incredible, right? But God is even more incredible because he created those things. Amen. So it says, praise him, sun and moon in verse 3. Praise him, all you stars of the light of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens and you waters above the heavens. One thing I always say is the crazy thing about you guys know that waves never stop, right? Waves are continuous. That's the way our praise should be. Every time the waves hit the seashore, I said it in a song, they are praising God. Because that's what God created them to do. Amen. It says, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Okay. So why do we praise God in this sense? Because he created us. Amen. We have to be excited that God created us. And see, in this day and age, we are trying to still figure out if God created us or not. Right. They have this what they call evolution. They have what they call the Big Bang Theory. They have all these different things to try to discredit the creator. But nonetheless, God is the creator. And since he is a creator, we must, as his people, praise him. Amen. It says in verse six, he established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Amen. It says, praise the Lord from the earth. He's talking to you right now. Praise the Lord from the earth. Where you are living, you need to praise God. See, that's why praise cannot just be only when you come to church. Because praise doesn't just rest in this building. Okay? Praise should rest where you rest. Amen? Precious said, every time somebody almost hits me, I praise God. I can't just praise God when somebody almost hits me. I got to praise him because nobody hit me. Yeah. Amen. I got to praise him because God is good. He is worthy to be. I need somebody in this church to say it with me. He's worthy, to be praised. I mean, don't act like we don't got a little Pentecost in here. Amen. It says, praise the Lord from the earth. You great sea creatures in all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds fulfilling his word, mountains and hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men. See, this is what you got to catch, young kids. It's not just for the old people. Don't think that I got to wait to praise God till I get old. Amen. It says both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise. Somebody say, let them praise the name of the Lord. It says for his name alone. Somebody say alone. What's that mean? What does that mean? By itself. His name alone is to be exalted. His glory is above the earth and heaven. And he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord. Okay. So first of all, he lets us know that everything created is praising God already. That's why the Bible says, well, Jesus says, if you don't praise me, the rocks will praise me. Oh, guess what? The rocks are already praising. We just haven't heard them cry out. Amen. So God, Jesus, when he said that, he is also, you know, because he's the fulfillment of the word of God. He's letting us know all this stuff is already praising me. So when he gets in the boat and the sea is acting up, he can say, calm down. Why? Because the sea praises me. It don't praise nobody else. It praises me. Amen. So when he's walking on water, guess what? The water's lifting him up because it's praising him. Come on, come on. The water is lifting him up because it is praising him. The world, everything that he created is subject to him, and it lifts him up because he is God. But will you praise him? Do you know your praise? We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon. This week, Eli and Sydney, they're funny, man. These kids are hilarious. But Eli, he loves to do like the football chants. And one was like, who got my back? Help me out. I don't know the rest. Come on. Come on, Keisha Kayla. I got your back. Who got my back? Right? And then he was like, hit like woo. You know, he's just doing all these things. Like, and I'd be like, bro, you in the house, kid. You calm down a little bit. But that's getting him excited. But guess what that does to God? We do the same thing. You can walk around like, ain't nobody like God, right? Ain't nobody exciting as God. I don't know, that's the song we did, but that's in my spirit right now. But what I'm trying to say is, We have to have a praise. It's funny because before football games, they big up themselves. They try to get their teammates pumped up for a good reason, right? But how can we do that with the people of God? You know, I see people, they go score points and they jump into each other. Hey, you know that. I love that kind of stuff. So I started doing that in church. Hallelujah. Come on. Boom. Jumping up. Why? Because they're praising a game. Right? See, it's easy. We get caught up in praising people that are famous. But God is even greater than them. I mean, as great as LeBron James is, and, you know, I have some of my things about LeBron, but I think he's still a great player. But Jesus is greater. What he did on the cross when he died, that he definitely came back from a 3-0 defeat. Right? Nobody in history has done that. Amen. He was dead for 3 days. That's what I'm referring to. But his God is great, and his people must praise him. And when we praise him, there's a sound that goes out that confuses the enemy. Praise confuses the enemy. Somebody say praise. Confuses the enemy. Let's go to Psalms chapter 149. It says, praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of saints. Now, see, that is referring straight to here. That's why you can't get caught up and always singing an old song. Because there's excitement that comes with a new song. Right. There's a new, I don't know about you, when you have when you go through something and you talk about it, there's excitement because you went through something new. Right. Precious is excited because she went to a new job. She was at the old job for quite a long time. So when you get new shoes, you get a new car. That's why you're excited, because it's something different. We have to praise God with something different. Amen. It says, let Israel rejoice in their maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. And then this is what I want us to catch. Let them praise his name with the dance. Okay, so even before the instruments, it says with the dance. Now that's kind of interesting, because I know in church, first of all, some churches don't even agree with instruments. I don't know how you can get past this scripture right here, but hey, I pray that God will reveal that to you in time. But it says we must praise him with the dance. When I see that, and since it is first in this scripture, I believe there is something that happens when we begin to praise God with dance. I believe it might set the atmosphere right. Right? And it's funny because kids, they love to dance outside the church. Right? They're trying to do the new dance. I called it the Orange Julius earlier. The Orange Justice, you know, the what do they call this thing? The floss. They love to do that. But when they get in church, they're like, oh, I don't know. Maybe because we made dancing seem so out of place in the church where it's not accepted. But when they go outside, they feel like it's accepted. Dance unto God, a holy dance. Let's keep it clear, okay? We're not doing crazy and raunchy things. But we have to give God praise with a dance. For some people, you know, I tell people, I'm from the old school. Because back in the day, you used to go to church and somebody just take off running. You ever been there? And he's praising God while he's running. Now, Marquise would love that, right? Praising God while he's running. Hallelujah. Jumping up and some people would jump up and down. Precious don't really shout. She just jump up and down. Amen. When she get hit. Hallelujah. My kids saw her get hit when she went to Eastern Washington, and they were like, oh, look, Mom, look what Mom's doing. They never seen her do that that often. But dance sets the atmosphere. Amen. Then it says, let them sing praises to him with timbrel and harp. So first we see God wants to use your body to praise him, because it says dance, right? But it also says and sing. So this is even before the instruments. Amen. But then it also says with timbrel and harp, for the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Even check that out. It doesn't say just in church. Sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. Somebody say high praises. High praises. We got to lift him up higher and higher. We have to get to a place where praise becomes something just in us that you can't hold on to. And guess what? If you're around somebody else that's praising God, it gets contagious. Right? And it says, and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and the nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them written judgment. Dishonor have all his saints. Praise the Lord. Now check this out. Praising God is synonymous in this chapter with warfare. Okay? When you are facing something in life, you have to raise your praise. The Bible says when the enemy comes in, rushing in like a flood, the people of God raise a what? A standard. Okay, now what do we think standard is? A flag, okay. Standard, even if you look at the word standard means we're raising a level of expectation, right? But I believe it is also your praise. Because just because an enemy comes in, it doesn't mean, sometimes what happens is when the enemy comes in, we get quiet. Oh God, I wish you would do something. I'm fasting, I can't, I don't got the strength to say hallelujah. You know, God, you're good. You know, but we have to get beyond that and still praise. Somebody say, still praise. All right, verse chapter 150 says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. That's where we are. When we come together, we praise him in the sanctuary. It says, praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. So everything that God does in your life, we have to praise him. You catch that, Markayla? Everything God does, we have to praise him for. Amen? Praise him according to his excellent greatness. God is great. God is great, so great that he can't even be compared. Amen? It says, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with the loud cymbals. Somebody asked me, why do you always be so loud on the cymbals? Because it says to be loud on the cymbals. Good God. Hallelujah. It says, praise him with clashing cymbals. And then verse 6, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. See, and when it says that, it's not only for singers. Let everything that has breath. I believe we need to have some songs that are just shouts. God is great. You know, so people that can't sing can do it. You know what I mean? Like, realistically. And we shout these type of things to show, first of all, the world that God is good. That he is awesome. He is worthy to be praised. That doesn't mean we stop singing songs. But I believe there still should be a shout that the people of God are saying. You guys ever go to a football game or watch a football game, especially the teams on the East Coast and even college teams, they always have those songs where it's like, you know, their little theme songs. I don't know none of them, but, you know, they go, oh, da, 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 da. You know, you always hear them doing something like that. And the fight songs, interesting. See, it's so crazy that the world tries to emulate everything that God has put in the scriptures. They know that that's a fight song. What's your fight song? We need to know our fight song. Amen. So, lastly, as I was reading the book that Mom had us going over, what was that book called? Dominion Surge. In it, and you know, Precious was like, "Oh, we didn't have to read that one. That was for Wednesday." I was like, "Okay, well." I like it anyway because it's going on with what I'm preaching about. It says, it has been said regarding praise and worship, praise enjoys God, worship esteems God. It says, praise acclaims God, worship beholds him. Praise lifts, worship bows. Praise louds, worship loves. Praise celebrates, worship humbly reveres. Praise addresses God, worship waits on God. Do you guys see these differences? See, this is why you can't just have worship, because you're missing a whole part of what God has created you to do. Amen? It says, praise dances, worship removes shoes for holy ground. Praise exalts God for what he has done. Worship extols him for what he is. Praise lifts us to heavenly places. Worship lifts God to his rightful place. Amen. Praise enters into warfare. Worship is adoration. Amen. See, listen, worship doesn't fight. It just recognizes that God is still good. It gets you in a place where you're just in awe of God. But praise starts the fight. Amen. Praise warfare sends a message to satanic forces. Worship sends incense to the throne. Praise says, praise the Lord. Worship demonstrates he is the Lord. Praise is grateful for heirship to the throne. Worship lays crowns at his feet. It says, we need both praise and worship. Praise breaks and loosens strongholds, bringing you into the land. Worship is what you do after the conquest, after you won. That's when you worship. So what I'm saying is, if we want God in his fullness, we have to get to a place where we know our praise. We've talked about four different ways of praise. Praise him in dance, praise him in a shout, praise him in singing, and praise him in what? With the instruments. Amen. Those are just four that we went over today. But if we want to see God in his fullness, we have to operate in this area of praise. We're just addressing praise. I preached on worship plenty of times. But praise is something that God wants us to get into our spirit. And like I said, he gave me that dream. I know when God gives me dreams like that, it's a timely dream. Even when I sent the text message to my sister, she was like, I really needed to hear that. So we need to catch on to this and begin to allow God to show us and teach us so that we know our praise. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you to God for your word. Dear God, we declare, first of all, that you are great. There is none like you. We lift your name up. We exalt you because you are a great God all by yourself, God. So we just say thank you to God for this time. I pray that, dear God, that this word would just strengthen us, build us, dear God. It would teach us how to praise you, dear God. That as even the people that hear this, dear God, that this would open up their eyes to know who they are in you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We give your name the glory, the honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. We are dismissed. God bless you and keep you.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.